AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
All right, welcome back to This With Krish Show. I am your host, Krish Dokia. Now, the sound, the lighting is all coming together here. I apologize if it's a little too loud sometimes. My chair, this chair, is going away this week and getting a new chair because this one creaks and squeaks and kind of like me at my age when I wake up in the morning. But anyway, look, you're in the right place. You're here on This With Krish Show. Again, I'm your host, Krish Dokia. I typically like to just talk around faith, family, and freedom, but today I'm talking about interest rates. Yes, the interest rates. And this week, the Feds are supposed to announce another cut. And that's why today's episode is called Interest Rates, Housing Crashes, and Why Everyone is just a little bit confused. And honestly, that title alone is the most accurate summary of the American economy right now. Because look, I am convinced nobody knows what's happening. Okay, I try to teach my son about economy and you know everything Dave Ramsey's ever taught us, right? But economists don't know. Realtors don't know. Your uncle who flips houses on YouTube, he really doesn't know. Even Jerome Powell, right? I imagine he wakes up every morning and is like, hey, what if I press this button? Let's see what happens. So today, I'm going to make sense of the little madness that's going around, right? Why interest rates move. Why the housing market feels like a roller coaster designed by someone who absolutely hates roller coasters, right? And why every conversation about real estate makes people sweat like they're sitting in a sauna or locked into a sauna. All right, so let's break this bad boy down, okay? In human language, with a little humor like I like to do, zero math equations because I refuse, and let's be honest, the math ain't mathin'. All right, so why interest rates are doing this little dance called the Macarena? You remember that, right? Interest rates right now are basically that one friend who can't decide what they want to eat, or your spouse. One minute they say, hey, I think I want to drop the interest. No. But the next day, they're actually like, let's spike the entire economy just for fun, just to see what happens. Here's what's actually happening, okay? Interest rates are the Fed's biggest lever to control inflation. If prices get too high, right? So if eggs start costing more than a down payment, the Fed then raises rates. That makes borrowing more expensive, so people buy fewer things, and the economy starts cooling down. But the reason everyone's confused is because inflation did go down slightly, yet rates didn't follow like we had expected, right? It's like inflation got the message, but interest rates, they don't check their voicemail. Their voicemail inbox is full. I'm full of analogies and fun things to say here today. Investors say rates should fall, right? The Fed says not yet. The public says, can y'all just pick a number and stick with it? And then let's talk about the mortgage industry. The mortgage industry is like on a group text that basically reads, send help, because there's no stability there. And I came from the mortgage industry. Sorry. Yes, interest rates are high because the Fed is trying to slow things down. And yes, everyone is confused because nothing actually slows down. Americans will buy stuff even when they shouldn't, right? If you tell someone not to buy that $70,000 truck right now, guess what they'll do? They'll buy two. Now, is the housing market crashing or not? Now, I don't have a crystal ball, but there's no but. I don't. Every week, somebody somewhere posts a video titled, "The Housing Crash is Here." I've even written an article on thiswithkrish.com. And every week, someone else posts, "The housing market will never crash again." And honestly, both of them could be wrong. Or right, or just thirsty for views. Here's the truth. The housing market isn't crashing, it's clogged. That's my professional opinion, and I have done some research on this. and I've lived in that world. It's like a drain, okay? Prices are stuck. Inventory is stuck. Sellers are stuck because they don't want to give up their 2.8% mortgage that they refined in 2020. Buyers are stuck because they don't want a 7% mortgage. And builders are stuck because everything costs more. Lumber, labor, land, and even the lemonade someone's selling outside the job site all cost more. We don't have a crash, we have a gridlock. It's economic traffic. A housing crash, okay, requires one big thing: too much supply. But right now, we have the exact opposite. We have had the exact opposite for some years now. We have had fewer homes for sale than we have had in decades. You cannot crash something that doesn't exist. You could argue that there are more homes for sale today. That's true. But still, it's clogged. Prices haven't dropped meaningfully enough because there is nothing to push them down. Okay? It's like trying to get a discount on Taylor Swift tickets. Demand is too high. Good luck. From a wife who's a Swiftie. What is happening is affordability, right? That's the real crisis. Homes aren't crashing. People's ability to buy them is. Okay, so why is everyone confused? Here's the real reason. The biggest issue isn't interest rates. It isn't home prices. It's not the TikTok financial gurus I know all of you listen to. It's uncertainty. People hate uncertainty, right? More than they hate high rates. Humans want predictable chaos. At least I know I do. Tell us something bad is going to happen, fine, right? We can plan for the bad. But telling us maybe is the thing that's like totally just breaking our brains right now. And the housing market right now is one giant if and maybe. Maybe rates will fall in 2026. Maybe prices will dip. And they have. They've had a steady decline. But they won't significantly. Maybe a recession comes, or maybe a soft landing. Or maybe the pilot just says, hey, we've decided to circle until further notice, until we run out of gas. We're living in this economic twilight zone or in this matrix, okay? And you know who's handling it the worst? Buyers who say, I'm waiting for the crash. Bruh, come on. People have been saying that since 2013, at which time I was in the real estate business, right? At this point, they could have bought high and sold higher, bought again, flipped a duplex, and then retired. But the confusion is understandable. Every news article, every headline contradicts the next one. One report says home prices have reached an all-time high. The next day, it says homeowners are losing equity. And the day after that, it says millennials prefer renting and like to eat avocados. I mean, it just makes zero sense. Or does it? Nobody knows the truth, right? Because the truth is messy. The truth is nuanced. And the truth depends entirely on where you live, what you want, your situation, and how you buy the home. So what should people actually do? All right. Look. Here's a part where I'm going to try to calm you down. Okay, buying a home is not about timing the market. It's about timing your life. And one of my really good friends, Barry Habib, says date the rate, date the home. Date the rate, marry the home. That's what it is. It's about timing your life. If your job is stable, your income is solid, and your family needs a certain lifestyle, you buy based on that, right? Rates can be refinanced. Prices can be locked in. Stability matters more than perfect timing. And if you're an investor, right? My wife's an investor. This market is full of opportunity because confusion always creates opportunity. The people who win in real estate aren't the ones who wait for the perfect moment. They're the ones who move when everybody else is scared. And Grant Cardone, if you're not plugged into 10X, totally go out there and do it. He can say what I can say 10 times better, right? The next 12 to 18 months will be big. Economists are expecting, you know, inflation cooling, inventory unlocking and people getting back into the market to create something we haven't seen in years, which is movement. Until then, we survive, we strategize, and we stop reading the comment sections on housing videos and this magazine Housing Wire, which is always fake news, FYI, because no good has ever come from that magazine. Just saying. All right, friends, that's today's episode of This with Krish. Super short. If you're confused about interest rates, housing, inflation, student loans, gas prices, or why eggs are still $4.99 or maybe like $3.99 now, I don't know, welcome to being alive right now in 2025 as we close out this year. We'll get through it, and on the way, we're going to have some laughs, we'll learn, we'll keep having these conversations that make complicated topics feel slightly human. I get it, you get it, we all get it. If you enjoyed today's episode, share it, subscribe. And I did want to say one more thing. If you haven't checked out thiswithkrish.com, it's our new media site, newsroom, sports, news, family. You can catch some of these episodes there as well. I highly suggest you go check that out. I'll drop it in the link here. We just surpassed 2 million visits in the first, 45 days, 60 days, something like that. Pretty surreal. Keep checking it out. Follow us, subscribe, Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, wherever podcast is streamed. We're over on syndicated to over 100 streaming platforms today. This with Krish Show. I'm your host, Krish Dokia. As always, I like to end my show with a big I love y'all. Take care.